You say, Brother Stuckey, why is it that you need courage to go in the ministry? Because it's a fight. It's a battle. When you go into a battle, when you go into a fight, you need courage. You must have courage. You must have boldness. If you have fear, you're going to fail. Regardless of the results. Regardless of whether or not people are leaving the church. Regardless of whether or not people get mad at you and gossip about you. You must have courage for the charge that God is giving you. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Now, why does the Bible say, be not afraid of their faces? Because when you preach the word of God, sometimes people aren't happy. Sometimes you see the look on their faces. Sometimes they're angry. Sometimes you see tears. I mean, you see everything when you preach sermons. And the Bible says, hey, even if it's out of season and people are getting mad at you, be not afraid of their faces. Because when you walked up to the pulpit on that Sunday morning, you walked up realizing that was a sermon God laid on your heart, and this is what God wanted you to say. So regardless of the results, regardless of who shows up that day, you've already made a decision. This is what God has laid on my heart.